Hey.
Oh, nothing stupid this time. Okay.
I didn't know that was my cue to be the retard.
Oh. All right, folks. Well, welcome. This is episode number 36. We are the Off-Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
This is Stephanie.
And this time we got to jump around here a little bit on some stuff. Got a phone call from Doug. And this is actually not an update on Doug. So I know people are probably just sick and tired of me mentioning Doug. But this is actually about his son, Brody. Also, we got Steph's bow in and a bunch of stuff put on it, and Steph will give you her first opinions of how things are going with her bow.
Yep.
So, okay, back to Brody, which is Doug's youngest son. He has three boys.
No, doesn't he have like five?
No, he has
six?
Three. He has six, three boys.
Seven?
No, three. So
he's got too many.
Brody is the son that me and Stephanie bought the bow for Christmas. And like we had mentioned before, we bought him a Bear recurve kid's like first bow. I can't remember what it was called, Rival or something like that. Well, you know, that was back in January when they came for their visit and everything here. Well, Brody was entered in a 10 and under shooting event on Saturday. So, which was pretty cool. I mean, the kid got to shoot against other kids his age group. So everybody, I believe, was age 10 to 7.
7 to 10?
Or 7 to 10, whichever. My daughter's still awake, and she's eyeballing the hell out of me while I'm looking at, and I'm talking into this microphone.
Who the hell are they talking
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's on the other side of that? So, but Brody was entered into this competition, and it was just like, you know, for fun, see how he do and everything like that. And he, you know, surprisingly to everyone, he did really, really well. So his first, again, like I said, first event, he shot against 12 other kids in his age, 7 to 10 years old, and he came in third place in his first ever event. Now, this is recurve, no sights, you know, just all beginner kid bows, so no compounds from what I understand. It was just a bunch of kids with recurve bows like his, and he goes and comes in third place right off the bat, which was, I mean, it was really impressive, you know.
I thought that was, you know what? Overall, you know, if you get a younger kid doing something outside and being more active in something like that, then, I mean, it's kind of like a win-win either way.
Oh, I totally agree.
So that's good. I mean, you know, competition can teach you a lot, especially at a young age.
Yes.
And that's with anything. It's not just shooting. I mean, we're talking about shooting now because obviously that's, you know,
part of the program here. Yeah.
The theme. But, you know, if you look at any kids that, you know, do competition as far as team sports or individual or whatever from school or league or, you know, it teaches them something different that you can't really learn. Even if it's chess, if you join the chess team and you play chess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it gives you that added pressure of you're going against other people.
Yeah. I feel like that's something you can't ever get unless you are in that situation. I mean, if you've never been any kind of competitive, and not even, you know, aggressive competitive, where the win-win kind of attitude comes from, the competitive nature of whatever you're doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I feel like that kind of gives a certain level of character that you can't get.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean...
So that's good that, you know, he got involved in something like that.
And he actually, you know, he's got a trophy for it, for his third place position. So he actually has, you know, a momentum. Is it the right word? No.
No, it's not.
Whatever. He's got a trophy. I remember picking the wrong words here.
Yeah, I'm not good at it either.
Yeah.
So.
You know, but for a 9-year-old boy to enter his first competition ever, granted, like I said, it was only 12 other kids, his age group, so it's all local, but he walks away with third place the first time.
Listen, it's the point that he started. He started,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He entered, and he actually went and completed it.
Right.
So you have to take that from a start and finish. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in their lives, they don't, you know, not just kids, but adults that kind of hand it off to their kids. They start something and they don't finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Or they talk about it and then they don't even start it.
Right.
And unfortunately, that bad habit gets pushed onto you from adults to kids. And the more it gets pushed down, then you kind of just end up with this lazy generation that kind of just doesn't have the motivation as what they should have.
It happens.
I guess it's a whole nother topic.
That is a whole nother topic to get into. be one of the off-the-cuff episodes if we ever decide to do it.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Speaking of just some random episodes. So we're looking at, we're kind of batting around the ideas that we want to get a mini mic, a small mic. I don't remember. I'm tech retarded. So
right now it's either we're going to get one microphone that we could put in between us, mm-hmm. which will be probably from like Blue or something, like the Raspberry or something like that they make, where it's nice, it's lightweight, we could hang it from like the sun visor in the car.
Yeah, the whole point was we're going to be, because some of the conversations that we have in the car are just, they're kind of amusing. Mm-hmm. And some of them are talking about the podcast, some of them are talking about other things in general of hunting slash archery. And other things are just...
We might have to make a whole separate podcast for the other things.
No, I kind of want to put them in as... If you see them soon, it'll show up as little mini-sodes.
Oh, yeah. No, if they have to do with this topic of archery, because we do. We get into a lot of conversations about what's going on.
No, I even, you know, I even want to put in the ones that are completely off-topic in there. Because they're only going to be like 10, 15 minutes.
Right, yeah.
They're not going to be a long thing. So for someone to listen to it that actually listens to us all the time, I mean, it's like, what, two people?
No, anyway, we have several followers now.
That's all right.
Which is shocking. So thank you forever who actually does follow us.
That you want to actually listen to us.
Yeah, every time our little alert goes off, it's like, ding, you have a new follower. We're like,
holy
for real?
Shit, they must be drinking.
Wow, yeah.
It must have been an accident.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Must have tried to right click to delete us, and it hit left click and subscribe or something.
No,
yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, I kind of want to put in even the off topics in there because, you know, the 10 minutes that people listen to it is not them getting into a longer episode about something completely different. But I think it'd be kind of amusing to put in the little snippets of
it's more humorous.
Random shit.
Like when we come up with the episodes, we come up with, okay, we're going to talk about this, 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 and this. And everything that we talk about in the car or on our, you know, our rides home from the range or next week we're going to the sportsman show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have an hour and a half to kill in the car.
Yeah.
And we can talk about some of the top, all right, well, what do you think about this and this and that? And I mean, some of them will be purposely geared to what we're doing. What?
Or how many different ways you could throw the word cunt around.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And I'm female, so no one can get mad at us for saying it.
Yep, because you said it. If I say it, it'll still be something wrong with it. You know? Like, oh my God, he said that. Oh, God.
Bloody snowflakes.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, we're tossing around this idea of basically having ones where it would be, it wouldn't be a numbered episode. It might be like, you know, a car episode one, this, that, whatever.
I don't know. We're going to have to work through
that. Like these people that do vlogs on YouTube. It'll be like we have our standard episode, and then we have one of these, why the hell did they record us? But this is kind of funny shit episode.
No, I don't know. We're going to have to work through this.
Right, yeah.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if my voice sounds raspy. I'm getting a bit of a cold right now. It's a lot of clutch material and stuff like that at work this week. My throat is shot.
I'm sorry. Do you want a tissue? Mm-hmm. You need to cry it out?
No, my Tito's is doing the job. Thank you. So.
Yeah. Tito's today, no Rolling Rock.
No Rolling Rock today. Today's a Tito's night.
Well, yesterday was a Rolling Rock day.
Yes, it was.
And the day before.
That's because we have two children.
Yeah.
We have been having episodes this week.
Today's been an interesting week. If anyone has kids out there, they know the roller coaster ride. And when you hit the bottom, it's...
Any parent probably knows it. Where those you had that one day where your kid definitely drove you to drink. That was last night.
Yeah, when they hit that borderline of all your buttons are getting smashed at that point. Not just pushed or tapped.
Okay, so let's get back on topic here.
Whatever.
So, yeah, but I think the whole point, the big point about what Brody is, you know, he's 9. So there's no, you should wait until they're older to get them started. You know, we bought him a kid's bow, a kid's starting bow from Bear. Only comes with 2 arrows.
You know, but that whole, the whole comment that you just made about the, I guess of, not the way you think, but how some individuals think about
right.
The fact that, they're only X amount of age. I think we're pussifying our kids by saying that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, they're too young for this. We have to like shelter them.
Right. That's why my. It's more so. I think my point is that if you teach the kids younger the aspect of the safety of the item,
mm-hmm.
as they grow older, the rationale is just, it's ingrained in their head.
Yeah.
I have to do this. If I don't do this, somebody or something can go wrong. Somebody can get hurt, blah, mm-hmm. blah. That's why I think a lot of times that when people wait till their kid's a teenager to try and teach them how to shoot archer, granted, I did learn at 13. That's when I started. That's when I started consistently shooting. I had shot before that by the time I was 8.
Right.
But it was, you know, my family's Italian, so there's always feast days for some saint or whatever that the whole family and everybody from that island travels to one location together, and they all throw this huge barbecue and there's pools and... Yeah, exactly. You have the giant Italian families and whichever. But, I mean, there we had archery events and stuff like that, and I've shot a bow at those events. Every time we went, I shot the bow at those events. But it was, you know, there was an event every 2 months. So I'd shoot like 4 times a year. But then when I went to my freshman year in high school, there was an archery club, and that's when I got my Browning Summit 2 bow. And
right.
I shot twice a week, every week, for 4 years through high school. Plus whatever events that we went into during high school. So, but I think if you get the kids started earlier, that aspect of what to do, they don't have to think about it anymore. By the time they become a teenager and they're thinking about stupid shit,
yeah.
Because when you're a teenager, you do. You scatterbrain no matter what you do. You got hormones going fucking crazy on
you. All you think about at that point, a teenager, especially in high school, is
my parents suck.
Yeah, I hate my parents. You know everything. Your parents don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And you follow along with whatever the mob's following along with. You
right,
mob
right.
mentality. Okay, this is what the group's going with. So I'm not really going to think about what they're doing. I'm just going to follow it.
Right.
So by mm-hmm. that time, you're kind of doing just dumb shit. Just,
right.
And just to sum it up, I mean, I have no other way to explain it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
dumb
yeah.
shit. But if you're raised around it,
right.
that's why, like...
That's what I'm saying. If it's done young and it's ingrained into them mm-hmm. early, I mean, it can go for bows that way. It can go for guns that way. You know.
Well, look at kids that grew up in a farm, like when their family is farmers professional. Like
right, yes, yes.
That's what they do for a living. They're put to work. You know, young.
Super young age, yeah.
And, you know, they grow up with a different work, mentality as far as working versus, you know, this privileged little shithead that didn't have to get a job and they just get money from their parents and, you know, it's everything's handed to them and then cry about mm-hmm. anything. And
right.
What were you laughing at?
A bad thought popped into my head because if you're talking about family, like a lot of times when you see farmers, they tend to have large families. So there's a couple of kids and every one of these kids is working in the fields is like 8 years old.
It's free labor.
Did you ever think that maybe the Chinese are jealous of the Americans? These fucking people got all this free labor with all these goddamn kids working in the field at 8 years old. No wonder we got these 7-year-olds building us fucking Nikes. You know,
6.
I don't know why it popped into my head. I just started giggling at myself over here, and she's looking at me like I'm a moron. But that was a thought that popped in my head. Maybe they were jealous, and that's why now we step it up at 8 years old here in the States. They got to fucking step it up by 6. So now we got a 6-year-old making us Nikes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I think without trying to get off topic too much, it's just I think that we are getting into generations where the kids were kind of not treated the same as far as upbringing when they were at a younger
right now it's so not we... when even the difference of when I was growing up to now, granted I'm 40 now, but kids that are in their 20s now, you might as well think they're a 12-year-old. They're so spoiled, they think they're owed shit, and
yeah,
you know,
the
no one has to earn anything. We all deserve this. You don't deserve a fucking thing.
Yeah, so, we're in the age of entitlement.
Right, yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah. Everyone should be able to earn their way, but, you know, but that's ingrained in you when you're young.
Yeah.
If every other word out of your mouth is yes to your kids, you're just doing them harm.
Because mm-hmm.
then they think they're owed something when they're not.
Yeah, but okay, that's getting into, we can go completely off topic for like...
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is start your kids shooting young, get it ingrained in them. They know it's safe at that age. And then as they get older, they get better at shooting and they're even more safe. And
more knowledge is not going to break your kids.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Totally. Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anywho, so, besides all that, I have my new bow.
Yes, your Evolve
35.
2017 60-pound model.
Yeah, and it's funny because when we saw the date on the box of, I guess the manufacturer date,
mm-hmm.
It said 3/13/17.
Correct.
Which was almost exactly when we got it, a year.
Yeah, after, yeah, it showed up 3/14.
Something like that, 18. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a year and a day from the date it was actually manufactured to when we received it.
Yeah, so
when we purchased it, I should
say. I know, because, well, we've been talking about it. So I finally put pictures up, and mm-hmm. if you didn't see it, then it's on our Instagram account.
Yes, our Off-Center Archers Instagram.
Yep,
and Facebook, and whatever else it automatically tagged to, because I have them all linked now.
Yeah.
So it should have actually went from Instagram right to Facebook right to Twitter.
Well, I'm the one who posted it. So.
Right, but they're all automatically linked to each other now. So if you post on Instagram, it should bang the other two immediately.
Oh, I had to actually click for Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh, that's on. Okay.
That's surprising.
Set to a business profile, so it's supposed to auto-share to the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whichever. I know it's on there because it popped up on my feed.
Either way.
Our daughter's making noises.
Oh, that was, I was wondering what the.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I got it, and so we got the strings in. We got them from Delta Force again,
mm-hmm.
those strings. Still at a like fantastic price.
Yes.
And we got them here.
Really fantastic price.
Like super quick. What was it?
$60 was shipped. $58.95, whatever. Fucking $60.
Yeah.
For shipped. Strings. Full, all strings for the Evolve.
Yeah.
Everything. All five of them, I think there is.
A lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot more than the Stinger.
Yes. Well, the Stinger has one string that's a pain in the ass to make because it's like 90-something. 89 5/8 inches long is the one string.
Jesus Christ.
Whereas this bow, every string is like 30. No, I'm sorry. 30. What am I saying? It's a 35-inch bow.
Hello.
But, you know, 35, 3 feet instead of a 10-foot
string. They just duct taped them together.
Yeah.
But it's all a silver strip.
Yeah, exactly. Why is there silver fibers in my stuff?
I honestly, I have to say, as far as strings go, they have done an awesome job.
Yeah, as far as customer service. I'm going
to
be ordering a set for the Inertia. That's for sure. I'm totally impressed. Granted, my Inertia is going to be the most expensive strings of all of them, but it is what it is.
But still, I mean, they sent it out fast.
Yeah, for 60, I think my Inertia string is going to cost $65. And also to keep in mind, for anyone who's going to ask this or think about it, a lot of the other companies that you buy strings from, the speed balls, if your string would come from the factory normally with them, they are actually included already on the strings. So they're in the factory position. You ain't got to worry about paying extra to have the speed balls or any of that stuff put on. They automatically put them on them.
That's good, though.
Yeah, yeah. Because your Evolve has them.
Yeah. So if you're looking for strings, and you're on a budget,
The type of person that's going to buy bow strings every year, the way these are and the way they've been put on the bows right now, these are the strings you can buy once a year, and they will last you the whole year from what we see so far.
Yeah, so far. I mean, since we just started using them, we can't speak for how they went through the whole year.
Right.
So we'll find out this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that on my bow. We have the same arrow rest that I had on my Stinger.
Yeah, well, originally it wasn't.
Well, we moved that one because the one that you put on.
I had originally put on the QAD Ultra Rest Hunter Edition.
You know, and
which you were like, no, take it off.
I couldn't.
It was like one range trip, and she was like, no, take this off the bow.
I can't.
It didn't last long on my bows either. It lasted probably with me maybe a month.
You know, and I just couldn't stand it. It really just annoyed the shit out of me. The way it's set up.
That's supposed to be the most budget-friendly QAD they make.
I know, but it's just set up so poorly.
Well, you didn't like where the thumb switch was. You got so used to your lock fire with it being right there next to your bow hand that you could just reach your thumb up and click, and it was up. It was ready to go.
I know, but it seems so awkward. Like, it's on the, it was set on, if you have your, okay, so where your strings are, and then you have your arrow rest.
Mm-hmm.
The switch to actually
lift it up. The forks, yeah.
It was on the right side.
Yeah,
so
like right behind where you would mount your quiver.
Yeah, but it seemed like there was no fluid. If you know you were putting an arrow in, it was seemed like there was no fluid motion from one to the other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I felt so awkward.
You were getting very, very frustrated doing it.
Yeah. And it's a full containment, but between the awkwardness of just going from those steps, then putting your arrow through, it just...
You just didn't like the way it was set up.
I really hated it. Mm-hmm. So we carried over the arrows that I had in my Stinger X.
Right.
Which one? It was the True Glow...
Lockfire.
Okay. And you're better at remembering all the specific names.
I got that name wrong so many fucking times.
Yeah, that's
it right. Wasn't even funny. Like, I butchered the shit out of the Lockfire when we first got it. And I'm like, I was all hyped up about it, too. It's the brand new one. And we loved the updraft. Both of us, we thought the updraft was a fucking awesome arrow rest. And we get the Lockfire. And I'm like, yeah, it's something fire. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember lock.
It's a Surefire.
Yeah. It's a sure. No, that's wrong. I must have butchered that for like two episodes straight.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, it's the Lockfire.
And then we got, did we mention the sight that we ordered from it?
Well, basically you have the same exact sight, except the newer version.
So
you have the True Glow. Basically, Stephanie stood with majority of the True Glow stuff that she already knew before from having it on the Stinger. Except the only thing was before is she had the Archer's Choice single pin sight. But she had the one that had like the wing nut that you had to tighten. So you'd have to loosen it, move the arm, tighten it again, lock it in place. This time we got her the newer version. Primarily the sight is almost the same. It has a couple of new add-on features. It has a new add-on bracket for your quiver. But this one has the dial on it. So you can just like loosen this little knob on the dial and then turn the dial to your yardage. And realistically, you don't even have to re-lock it in place. There's so much tension on that dial, it's not going to move for that shot.
So I got to turn that off?
Mm-hmm. No, leave it. It's fine.
Oh, we're talking about the AC unit. So
our AC just kicked on.
There's like...
quite warmed up here in Carolina.
We got some new tech stuff that do tech things, and they do something with the sound, so...
Okay, talk how you like your new stuff. I'll...
Sorry, I know everyone that helps him out online with all the equipment of opinions and everything. If they listen to this, like, Jesus Christ, she still hasn't learned a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I know. You probably get my dude out by Humbug and Banjer.
You know what?
You please teach her this shit so she stops saying that?
Out of the two people sitting at this table, we each have certain jobs that the other one doesn't really go into. And you know what? When it comes to tech equipment and all that crap, that little bubble is
that
yours.
Little bubble, yes, I know. Okay? I know.
I'm handing over.
That's
that.
Fine.
That's your toiletry bag. Like, we pack for a trip. We're together.
Well,
you
make a lot of our notes during the week.
We have one suitcase. We pack all of our shit together. But you have your toiletry bag. I have mine. They don't get little mixies.
No.
Your tech shit is your toiletry.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, back to your bow now, please.
So, I'll post some other pictures of the sight that I'm using. It also comes with the sight tape.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it comes with the one you have to set the bow up with.
Yeah.
And then you go from there, and it tells you which tape number you have to use. It's kind of, anyone who's got a Spot Hog, who has an HHA sight, a bunch of other companies that have it also. Like, I know CBE makes one like that. Excel makes one like that.
Well, all I know is that my last one, we'd mark it, and then something would change, and then I wouldn't have white out.
Well,
we
also got your last one secondhand. Okay. So but this one was fresh new in the True Glow package. Okay.
But then we'd change something. But then at the range, obviously, if you can only get your hands on a pen and not white out, because who the fuck carries white out with them?
You should be with the amount of marks on that fucking
so
site.
You would either make a thicker mark, where you try to cross it out, and this tape was just getting
butchered.
Yeah.
It was getting butchered is what it was getting.
I couldn't tell what was what anymore, honestly.
Absolutely.
So this sight tape will make a huge improvement on just that.
Yeah.
That'll be very helpful.
And depending on how fast your arrows go, it can be like a minimum of, according to the way the sight tape is set up on there, it's like either a minimum of 80 or maximum of 80 yards. And then if your bow obviously has more speed, the tape will go to 100 yards.
Right. And I don't ever see going over 100 ever.
No, probably not. No.
There's no reason for it.
No, No.
Absolutely no reason. Except for...
It's not bad to practice at 100 yards, because then, you know, anything at 50 yards, you're just going to you're just going to nail it. No problems.
Yeah. But as far as that, I mean, practice anything, and I don't ever see...
No, it is. It's unethical to make a shot that far, really.
But I just said practice too. I don't ever see myself practicing over 100.
If we got a big enough yard, you know you will.
You know what? If at that point we have that big of a yard, mm-hmm. then that's great. Mm-hmm. Good for us.
That's when it'll become the animal walk through my yard, so I shot it.
Yeah, right. Did you imagine? Yeah.
What was that? Lunch.
If you happen to buy a house and then find out that it's like, I don't know, Animal Central.
It's the animal's path.
So the sight, arrows, strings. I got a new stabilizer. We ordered from Wickstick stabilizers.
Mm-hmm. I am so impressed by this damn thing.
This thing is, I mean, the difference is wonderful. And their prices
And keep
bad.
In mind, we were using the Trophy Ridge Statics.
Right. So those weren't bad to start off.
No, they're not.
Those are
they're
really
not.
Cheap.
The way they're made allows wind to go right through them.
Yeah. But man, these aren't even at the higher end of pricing. These are kind of like in the middle.
It's about the same price. I mean, what you would pay for a Trophy Ridge Static in 12-inch, because that's what we have to go by, is 12-inch.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It might cost you $6 more for the Wick Stick.
Man.
Might cost you $6 more. And that's including shipping.
But then they get like all the color options and
right, yeah.
So
but you didn't want that.
You have all these. They allow you to customize it to match your bow. So you got the color choices for the weights, the color choices for the rest of it. You got the whole middle of the stabilizer.
Yeah,
you can actually put whatever sticker. They have different designs.
Yeah, they have different camouflage and all sorts of different logos.
Yeah, so
whatever.
They don't give you an option of like 5, and call it a day.
Yeah,
which is nice. Or they don't actually sell you a basic and then say, oh, well, you can buy this extra package to actually add and change out colors and, you know, sold separately and all that shit.
Yeah, no, you customize this from the get-go the day you order it.
Yeah. So when we got it and I, you know, you're taking it out and it's, you can feel all the weight is where it should be.
Yeah, all the weight was on the nose completely.
Yeah.
All of it. Where the 3 ounces sat on it, that's where all of the weight was.
Yeah, and I mean, you take the weights off, it's like holding air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing.
It is a pure carbon fiber tube, weaved. I shouldn't say pure carbon fiber because everyone's going to think it's like an arrow shaft. Mm-mm. But it is a carbon fiber weaved tube and everything like that. So it's super, super strong and it's super, super light.
Super.
Whatever. So, but yeah, no, I mean, because I got curious. So, of course, I take the weights off of it. Now, first off, you know, you figure that, you know, everyone else who has one of these Statics or the True Glow Carbon Pros, the bolt is long enough for 3 ounces of weight and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, I'm like, I start unscrewing it and I'm like, the bolt just keeps coming out.
It's like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah. This bolt is long. I will bet you can get 10 ounces of weight on the front of this thing, which you're never going to use.
No, I don't think.
No, not with this bow, you're not, because your sight housing also is also very close. But I mean, it's super, super well made.
Say super one more time.
Super. There you go. I don't know why I'm stuck on super today.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Fabulous. No, it is. I mean, it's high quality.
It's super.
Yes. That. I'm like stuck on that. So
no, they are definitely. That was definitely a really good buy.
Yeah, I think the inertia is getting those.
So
I think Statics are going bye bye.
And you know,
Dougie,
even,
you want some more free shit?
Yeah, right. Well, after hearing this, he might not take that. He might buy his own.
Oh, especially when he finds out he could customize them and he can get a 12-inch stabilizer. What do we pay for it? $67 shipped.
It's really good.
And then because he wants to convert his stinger to everything red. So if I get my orange stuff, most likely I'll end up sending him my red Bojacks, and then he'll have his red string, and then he could have his red and carbon fiber Wick Stick stabilizer on the front of it. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have to say that was.
We sent them that AXT, the Archer Extreme. Oh, it's still here.
Not
actually,
yet. It's
packed
right
in the
behind
box.
You. I haven't gotten to the bow.
But
stuff,
that's also black and red. So he's gonna murder his entire bow out in wooden black and red. Gonna be look like something came out of the band The Murder Dolls.
Mine looks just look like that.
Yours what's from
Ghostbusters?
Slimer.
Slimer. Yeah.
Yeah. That slime. That hot ass neon green.
I fucking love green.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie, but no, I mean, and especially shooting the bow with it the first time. I mean, I had a lot of first time shooting with a lot of stuff on my bow and the bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt really good.
Well, the only thing you were accustomed to was actually that first time at the range, because you still haven't shot with the lock fire on it now,
mm-hmm.
was your sight. That was it.
Yeah.
The sight and the peep sight. That's all you used to on that bow. You had a new bow, different arrow rest, different stabilizer set up.
Yeah.
Everything was different.
And I'm trying to think what else we did.
That's it.
Yeah. And the picture I put up, it still has those red, they call them dumbbells.
The barbells. The dumbbells.
Dumbbells.
Dumbbells. Yeah, dumbbells. The PSE red dumbbells. Yep.
They're like the little knobby things.
Yeah, it's riser vibration dampeners.
Yeah.
What they're made to do.
Dumbbells.
Yes, dumbbells. The PSE dumbbells.
Anyway, yeah, they're coming in green too. So that'll be green.
That'll be
so
this
only
week.
The only red thing left will be the PSE logo on them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which will be good. But you know, they
if anyone from PSE listens, if you do have a, you know, fluorescent green one, I'm sure Stephanie would love it.
I think the ones I'm getting are pretty close to bright green.
I'm talking about the logo, Steph. You said the only thing that will still be red is the PSE logo, so hence,
yeah, I didn't
do they
follow.
Have a green one?
Probably
hey,
not.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Most likely not.
Fine. Then it doesn't matter.
Change. Not change.
Doesn't mean that they don't do it.
Anywho, so we got everything set up,
mm-hmm.
and, well, kind of set up. Just
guys
enough
at Saluda
to get...
River. Did all the cables installed and her peep sight and everything
so
like that.
So it's kind of set up, meaning my strings were put on, you know, my peep sight was kind of set into place, and we're going to have to go back. It's going to take a couple times to get everything set because there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not like we have hours at one shot to sit there and adjust the bow. We only have shorter time mm-hmm. frames. So it's going to take a couple more visits. But I have to say, you know, and I was trying to describe this to you, and maybe I can find the words here. Probably not. But shooting it, so going from my Stinger X as mm-hmm. far as weight distribution, now that was a 3-inch difference in length.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yes,
it's 2.5. Okay. Stinger's 32 and change.
Okay. So it's a longer bow. It feels lighter right off
well,
the bat.
Well, it's longer. Not only is it longer axle to axle,
mm-hmm.
but the cams also make it even larger.
That is very true.
Because we had to get you another case because the Evolve 35 does not fit in one of the standard plano cases.
No, it does not. Like,
yeah,
oh, shit.
Unless you want to break the cams. No, it does not fit in.
No, absolutely not. So right off the bat, just the difference in size alone, and it still felt, even though it was a longer bow, it still felt lighter. Like the weight was distributed differently in when I'm holding mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. Like it didn't feel so...
Well, you one of your big things you always complained about with the Stinger, to me, I don't know if you ever said it on the podcast, was the fact that it always felt like it was pulling itself forward at the top.
Yes. So it was a little bit heavier. And when I first looked at the Evolve when we got it in, and I looked at the length, I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know... You know, looking at the specs on a bow, like, okay, it's going to be longer, and you already are expecting it to be longer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually get it in, and I'm 5'2", so this...
And you just made the cut, too, on the draw length adjustments.
I know, I'm at the minimum.
You are at the minimum, 26 the minimum. Inch.
So, it actually holding it, it felt like it was a lot bigger than what I mentally... thought it was gonna be.
Oh yeah.
Which was a little weird. So I have to get used to that whole aspect of it, which is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just something different. I have to get comfortable as far as like sitting with it draw and everything like that.
Well, you even said about the let off on it.
Oh my god. So this the 90% okay, so we're setting up my peep and the tech's standing there with me because he wants to see, okay, how far off are we and if we have to raise or drop the peep. So he's there with me.
Yeah, he was standing right next
and
to
me. And I have an arrow, obviously.
No, like we always say, though, props to Saluda River, because, I mean, their guys are, It's not like, okay, here, then go slide your peep, and then you bring it back to the tech. They actually my bad, I'm sorry, at the table again. They actually bring your bow out to you on the range, say, okay, and he sits there, lines it up, and then, okay, you tell him up, down, he slides it into pace. Okay, you're good. Okay, it's lined up. Good. He lets you fire your arrow. He takes it in the back, and he ties it up. Well,
granted, he also said, if you want, keep it, do a couple shots, because, you know, we're together, so right. It's not like I'm by myself. And he said, if you want to do some more adjustments to see, because it's definitely the string angle is different on the Stinger. So different anchor point.
Anchor point was on. No, your anchor point. Well, in theory, it should have been moved slightly. Yeah. But you were anchoring in the same exact spot.
Well, what I'm getting at is technically it should have been different.
Right.
So he wanted me to kind of feel it out, just figure it out. But that first one where I lined up and I had an arrow set up. I was going to just, instead of just blindly firing it, I was going to let off and
let down.
But I kept waiting for it, and it was just not there. You got that, when you hit that wall going the other way, and you know, okay, that's where.
Yeah, the cams roll over very, very smoothly in the Evolve. The tech even told us that the Evolves scare them. That they would prefer to shoot the arrow off than to try and let them down on the shooting machine.
It was weird because I was like, nope, I'm just gonna shoot it wherever it goes. It goes.
Yeah, and which was actually pretty funny too, because I mean the specs on the Evolve show it's got a 10 turnout on each bolt, so technically the bow should be able to go down to about 40, just above 40 pounds or so because of the turnout. And I only did half that; I did 5 on each limb.
Well, I think he said it measured to about 49.
49 pounds on what I took a rough guess at home. So it was like, okay, max. I looked it up on PSC's website. It says max 10 turns.
Right.
I turned them out 5 each. You know, roughly in your head, that's supposed to be 10 pounds.
Right.
So and he did it. He checked the weight and he was like, yeah, it's 49 pounds. You want to leave it there? Which your Stinger was set at 51. So we're like, yeah, let's just let her get used to it. Leave it alone.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep it at the, you know, the lower weight than what I was pulling with the Stinger just to set everything up to figure out, okay. Just to kind of get accustomed to it, and then I'll start up in the weight. The more
comfortable we got to get you to a spot where you're not going to move it for a while.
I know.
Because we're going to be going to the total archery challenge here, and you're not going to be able to move it because we're going to have to put a sight tape on it to make these shots.
I know.
So
we'll have to figure it out. Well, we got until May.
Yeah, even if we just set it to 50 pounds and leave it for now.
I know.
I mean, we're only doing 2 courses, and the one course only goes to, I think the one long
75.
One. Is it 75? Mm-hmm. 50 pounds on that bow should be able to do that with no problem.
Yeah. So, we'll see. The more comfortable I get with it, but we do have some time from here till then.
Only 2 months. 2 months flies by.
And then we get two nights without kids.
2.5 days, yes.
Woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Vacation
for people with 2 kids, it is.
Yeah, one of them 6 months old,
3.5 year old, and 6 month old.
Oh, it's gonna be friggin' wonderful. But I have to say though, my first impression, just right out of the gate, with this bow,
the first time you pulled that bow back, you just looked at me, was like, oh shit.
I have to say, this 90%, all of the people out there like that, 90% shouldn't be that. They don't fucking have one. Well, it is worth.
Everybody's doing it now. Well, not really 90. Like, even like a lot of the big Matthews bows are 85 now.
Man, it is like holding nothing.
Yeah, it's like holding air. I mean, my inertia is supposed to be 75. Bullshit. I pulled, when your bow showed up here at 60 pounds because the limbs were locked all the way down and it was on 80%. I could hold that bow back with my pinky. It's so light.
It is.
My inertia feels like it's going to try and rip my shoulder out of its socket.
You know, and I have to get used to that too, because I'm so used to the Stinger having a heavier.
Your Stinger was only 75.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of get into the motions, the natural, okay, when I'm, you know, full draw. Might be able
to get to do an actual really good follow through on your shot now, because you'll be able to totally feel the back wall and then pull through it. Because
at full draw, the pressure that you're feeling is a lot different from the Stinger to the Evolve. I have to get used to that, just knowing what to expect, I should say.
Oh yeah,
when I'm sitting back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't seem like a lot when you're saying it, but
oh, it's an adjustment.
Yeah.
Well, you've been shooting the same bow for
year and a half.
More than that. You got it in June of 16. So you're a year and 9 months.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was June.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right the weekend of your birthday or something like that. We bought you that bow.
Yes, this was happy birthday. This is your present, but I'm going to get one too.
No, it was called. He came out and said, yo, we got a $750 bow on clearance right now for $459. Do you want it? Because we were looking to get me another bow. Because at the time, I just still only had my Browning. You want me to call James and have him verify this?
No. But, yeah, so we'll definitely keep you updated as far as going through that. But very happy with everything. Very happy with the bow so far. Mm-hmm. Very happy with the stabilizer that I put on it.
Oh, I'm
kind of wishing that I got the set, the two of them.
The Hunter set, the forward and back bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll get
used
to...
We can always add the back bar. We have side adapters here.
So, you know, let me get used to the weight. Let me see where I am. And then if I need it, then, you know,
right. We'll
order. But definitely, I'm very happy with the stabilizer that we got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy with the strings that we've been ordering. You know, the sight I'm going to be is pretty much, I mean, it's just an upgraded version of mine, but I'll be testing and see how that works as far as adjustments and whatnot. And
we also transferred over your magnifier. We transferred over everything from the Stinger. So the clarifier got transferred over.
Yeah.
The Evolve has a brand new specialty archery peep in it with same thing, hooded style.
Yeah.
And then we transferred the clarifier and we transferred your 2x magnifier over to the Evolve.
Yeah. So the only thing that's left now is that we have to fletch the new FMJs.
Yes. Stephanie got her 400 spine FMJs.
Yes. And I have the FMJs too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of at a crossroads at this point. So it's either get the quick fletch again, which are very easy and simple.
Which we might do for right now. I do want to start fletching our own, but I also want to have time to be able to play with three fletch and four fletch arrows.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was going to go into.
Right.
Is that either quick fletch or buy the jig setup to fletch our own arrows.
I think for right now, until after we do the Total Archery Challenge, we're just going to stick with the NAP quick fletches.
Because I'm curious to see how a four fletch
would go. Well, the thing I want to try too is, I mean, we know how our quick spins that we've been using work.
Right.
NAP just released a new version of their quick fletches with a different fletch configuration on them.
Okay.
And they're orange. So if I switch all my stuff to orange real quick, which I want to do here in the next month.
Are you really just making the deciding factor on what you try because of the color?
No. I've been wanting to try these, but apparently they're only in orange from what I've seen.
Oh.
I don't even remember the name of them.
Oh, it just happens to be.
Oh, jeez. But you know, I want to try those also. But, I mean, we'll get the quick spins for yours again, because that's what we've been using any damn way.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way we can get it done. Because, we're going to go to, we'll have 18 of your 400 spines.
We judge things on color on this podcast.
That just sounded wrong. Sounded so wrong. I know for a fact that Humbug is going to take a snippet of that, and he is going to send it to Fusion and to Nerd and just make these two guys' fucking brains explode.
Why?
Because he's going to, because he likes to torture them too sometimes. He likes to mentally fuck the two of them.
I don't know who those other two people are.
They're guys from Bandrew's Discord that he likes to mentally abuse.
Whatever. I'm a female, so they can't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
I have the power.
That's fine.
Of the vagina.
It's a Joe Rogan reference, everyone.
I
just
have
go
the
watch
power.
A Joe Rogan, yeah.
You remember that old 80s song that I have the power?
Oh my god. You were like 2 when that song came out?
Yeah, but that shit gets overplayed. Like, even to this day. You're singing it.
Yeah, I know. That's the bad part. So,
if we actually did audio clips, we could do that one.
Yeah, I think too, even when it comes to my bow right now, I'm leaving my sight with the pin as a drop pin.
Oh, yeah.
I shot really, really good this week with that as a drop pin instead of an up pin.
So we didn't have the, your little tool that actually has all of the
Allen keys,
attached mm-hmm. to it. And everyone knows what you're talking about when you say like it's a, they kind of flip up.
It's a hex head. Yeah, it's the 10 set that you would buy in like a Walmart or.
Yeah. And they're not expensive.
Yeah. Pine Archery sells them in a 10.
But the fact that they're attached to the set is attached to each other. It can only reach in so far, so you couldn't flip it. So this one goes to the range.
Well, even the guy at the range dumped an entire bin of Allen keys out at Saluda River.
Yeah.
And was like, you know, here, find which size it is. And I found the size that I needed. So, but I have to send HHA an email and find out. Because, it really does look like you should just be able to back that screw out and flip the head over and everything like that.
Right.
And it should work. That screw is so tight that it actually twisted the hex head on that wrench.
Too bad they couldn't design the sight housing so that the inside insert that has your actual pin and bubble.
Well, competition ones have it so where you can move everything.
Okay, so you could actually just like maybe just loosen it. Twist it around and then tighten it. You don't have to unscrew anything.
When you get into target archery, you can have your pin as an up pin and down pin coming in from the right or the left, coming in at 45 degree angles. You could pick where you want that damn thing. Yeah, and even specialty archery now has what they call double vision lenses.
Okay.
That means
drink a lot and then you'll get double vision.
it's basically like a blue lens with a hole cut in the middle, and then you have your magnifier behind it.
Okay.
So apparently it makes your, I don't know if it makes the housing smaller, but it changes the way you see through everything and gives you like this little itty bitty pinhole that you're aiming at of like real precision aiming.
So it's like archery with beer goggles on.
But yeah, probably. Yeah, you got tunnel vision, maybe. Is a good way to describe it. It gives you tunnel vision through a sight.
I don't know. I'd have to see this one in person.
It looks really wild looking. It does. I mean, you can go right on our Specialty Archery's website and see this double vision lens kit that I'm talking about.
I'll have to look that up. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know. Seeing through that small of a hole.
I don't know. I mean, even like right now, we still have a lot of stuff we have to concentrate on getting. We still have to get a dozen of your arrows. I have to decide, am I going to go back down to try a 340 spine, or am I just going to stick with my 300 spine FMJs to try and gain some speed?
Well, you gotta decide, because there's certain things. You have to get everything as far as arrows go.
Right.
We have to set our bows up and actually make sure they're set up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're doing the challenge,
right,
we're not out there trying to adjust shit. It's like, We can actually go out there and enjoy ourselves because we know everything's set up correctly. Not
well, right now,
we just bought a bunch of new shit and we got to reset everything.
Now, the Saluda River, it has a full pro shop attached to it. So if anyone here is in Greenville, yes, they have a full pro shop attached to it. No, we're not sponsored. So
by don't anything. Even
bother asking. We're not sponsored by anybody. But they do have a whole pro shop. Right now, my bow is there because I never did the three-axis adjustment on the HHA kingpin that I have.
Right.
So they're doing that. I'm just getting this done and out of the way before we go to this event. This way it's done because there's going to be angles and whatnot. So my sight and everything should be 100% ready to go.
Man, that's going to be interesting.
What?
Because all these angles that we're going to be shooting on mm-hmm. are going to be the first time for me shooting at all these angles.
Yeah. That's why we're bringing 18 arrows. I'm expecting some of them to blow up.
We should take bets
mm-hmm.
that how many arrows will come back.
Oh, I think on the beginner course that we're going to do, the locals one that only goes to 45 yards,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to do bad on that. But I think when it comes time to go do the mountain ops course that goes out to 75 yards on some of the shots,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think you're going to grenade a couple on that one. I think once you get past 50, you're going to start grenading some arrows.
Yeah, probably.
But that's also going to come to the point where is your True Glow sight, does it need a setup where it needs three angle adjustments to correction?
Very true. We'll have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
2 months' time.
Yep.
It'll be fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then we still have to get our pack set up.
I was really thinking about just going, like, the hydrate, because I've seen, like, a bunch of the hydration packs, but they look kind of like a much wider, like, it's a full, it looks like a full wide backpack, but it's primarily a hydration pack, because it's got a 3-liter water bladder in it.
Right.
You know, but it also has pockets where you can stash stuff in it. But a couple of them that I've seen, and I think one of them was actually from Badlands, they have, like, the locking clasps on the side. I'll put an arrow tube on the side of the pack.
Right, true.
And just lock it in place and call it a day. If not, we'll find nice hydration packs that are, you know, full back width.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just sew in some fucking Velcro and put arrow tubes on them. Or put arrow tubes in them.
Listen to the sentence that you just said.
Yes, I'm the one that knows how to sew. I understand this.
Because you shouldn't be looking at me because I don't sew.
No, you can't cook either.
I'm not your average female.
I married a tomboy. Yeah. Not for nothing. I know I married a tomboy.
I could bake.
Yes, you can. You can bake killer cookies and cakes and whatever. And no, we're not allowed to use funky butter.
No. No, unfortunately not. Maybe when we retire.
I have a job with a pension and 401k and all that nifty stuff, and it's not worth losing any of that shit.
We'll retire to Canada, and I'll bake some goods,
That'll work. Move to Canada?
Oh, Colorado.
We can go to, well, wherever else. By the time we retire, shit, I'm 40. I still got 25 years to go before I can retire. By then, who knows? Weed may be legal. Then we can fuck with the funky green butter.
Listen, at retirement,
but I will say it, the fucking day I retire, I am lighting up a fucking spliff that Bob Marley would be fucking proud of. I don't give a shit.
The day of retirement.
Walk out of there on my last day, 3:30, punch the fuck out and be like, light that shit up as I hit the parking lot.
Damn. Long way. Oh, no more kids. We'll be back to our single life again.
Yeah. Pre-kids. By that point. Yeah, by that time.
Not single life, pre-kid life. Freedom.
Freedom?
Freedom.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What were we talking? Oh, so we have the sportsman show next weekend. So as far as the packs go, I am positive, like 100%, there will be vendors there.
This is also one of the reasons why we're talking about the microphone in the car with us, because we may actually decide, if I can figure out what exactly we're going to order, I may have it ordered in here this week before the sportsman show.
Will it arrive before next weekend?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you'll have to order it, put in the order by tomorrow.
By Tuesday, and we'd have it by Friday.
So, yeah, we got to...
Because it's only a 2-day ship, so if I put the order in Tuesday, it'll ship Wednesday, and it'll be here Friday.
Actually, as I say, well, we need to discuss, but we don't need to do shit because I don't know anything.
Okay, and so actually, just in case anyone's curious.
Okay.
If you do or have an interest in podcasting or starting your own thing or just recording in general, I do recommend the website Sweetwater.
Sweet.
Because that's where we've been getting everything from. They have a nice thing of always running these special sales where it's 48 months, zero interest, and it comes in very handy. Plus, their tech support kid, Aaron. I call him a kid because he's probably like 25.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very helpful on the phones. If you have any questions, you can always ask them. What were you showing me that I have no idea? You just like flashed a phone and I seen a price.
Oh, no. I just got another order in for my slings.
Oh, are you going to self-promote this time? Are you going to fucking remember? That you curse yourself out every freaking episode?
So, as everyone knows, I started to sell some of the bow slings that I've been making.
Because
it's a very relaxing hobby of mine. And I set up a shop on Etsy, and every single time I think about, you know, maybe I should promote my own shit on our own podcast, forget every time. I'm fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Even if we were sponsored by something.
I'm packing all the cables and shit up last week, and all I hear is, God damn it, I did it again. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to keep track of all my cables. I forgot to say about my slings.
So, I have a shop selling bow slings. I have spots for custom selection where you pick your own colors with the specific, weave that I have listed. And then I have other pre-made ones, which are already set up. You can choose with a leather yoke or without one. The ones with the leather yoke are obviously going to be a little bit more money. But You can go to shootingskulls.etsy.com. I also have it mentioned on our Instagram account. I also have an Instagram account for it. It's under Shooting Skulls. You find the link in there. I know I'm running...
Isn't it like shooting underscore skulls?
Oh, here we go again.
No, just keep talking. I'll find it.
I find it. I don't even know my own shit. I'm pretty sure, yeah, there's an underscore.
It is. It's shooting underscore skulls.
Okay. So, and then right now until, I believe, Wednesday, I'm running 30% off of the pre-made slings. So you can get them for a sale if you want. And today I also, I'm trying it out on the same, in my shop for our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
With our logo, just our black. I just have the black solid logo up there to try it out. It is shirts that get, I guess, printed.
T-shirts.
Yeah, that's what it is. Shirts. T-shirts. Okay. No, fucking collared shirts. Yeah, T-shirts.
Okay.
So you can view all the colors. I put the colors in all the photos. And it's a third-party printing. Because we can technically print them ourselves, but that's a whole other venture that we can't do with children because of the chemicals that it requires.
And we're also in an apartment, so.
Yeah, in the space.
Not a very good fresh air environment.
So I don't want to use those chemicals around our kids, so we kind of put that on hold. But we're using like a third-party company, so you put an order in and they'll make it and ship it to you. So the shipping time takes a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
For that, but if you're interested, they are up. You can go check them out. I tried to place the price lower than what they suggest, because they suggest some ridiculous.
No, all them sites are suggest like $25-$27.
Yeah, no, I put it for under 19.
Right.
You know, it's not. We're not looking to get rich off it. If you're interested in, you know, because you already listened to us. Probably mm-hmm. more than once if you're interested. It's there. So if anyone checks it out and they have comments, please feel free to leave them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as even the bow slings, too. I know on the lengthwise, I've shortened them. Because
actually, that was a customer recommendation, too.
Yeah.
So
I was making them too long because I was too worried about if someone had like these lunchbox fists.
Like me.
That I didn't want to shortchange them, and while I wanted to give them the extra slack, but it was still too much, so I have shortened them.
It wasn't much, though. I mean, you shortened an inch and change off each side.
Yeah, well, total, I took off 4 inches.
Right.
It ended up. So it's from end to end, it's a 20-inch long.
Now, this is you only shorten the portion that goes through the leather strap, not the actual portion that's over your wrist.
Right. So the center... actual weave itself is still a 7-inch long length, and I just shortened the outside that go actually through your yoke, not around your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was my plug.
Okay,
for me,
I don't have any plugs. I don't have anything.
My shit,
we do this.
I know.
I work a 5-day-a-week job.
Yes, I know. We were back on. Oh yeah, so we might get the mic in for our car trip.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting. We'll figure out how we're gonna integrate it into our. I really think we'll just continue with the podcast, like number wise. I think that would be the. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
We'll have to see how it plays out. That's all.
Oh, literally.
Oh.
So. I don't know what you were talking about, because I got that order in, and then you were talking about something, but then you stopped.
No, I finished what I was saying. That's why I ended it. Yes, I finished exactly what I was saying, and then I went on to you.
Oh, my bad.
Because you were showing me something. I'm like, what the hell is she showing me?
Yeah. So
I've seen as a price. Like, fuck. Did I order something else I don't know about?
No, I don't know.
We're good here.
I think so.
All right, folks. We will keep you guys posted about what goes on, if we change anything on Steph's bow. I'm going to be ordering new strings here for mine. Plus, we're going to be getting more arrows for both of us and trying to get everything sighted in here. So this way, once we go to the Total Archery Challenge here in May, our bows should be all good and ready to go. And then also next Saturday, we are going to the Palmetto Classic Sportsman event in Columbia, yep, in South Carolina.
Yep. But the Total Archery Challenge will be out there. So it's they haven't filled up for Tennessee. We will be out there, and I want to actually get our own shirts for us to wear that actually say the Off Center Archers Podcast. So if you happen to hear this in time before the challenge and you are close enough that you can go and you see us, be sure to call Anthony a retard.
No, don't call me that. It's not nice.
And I'll give you a high five. I don't know. I don't know.
Just say hey. Yeah, I know. Just say hello. We're very personable. Especially that weekend. We won't have our kids.
Oh, it'll be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. You got that stuck in my head now.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. But yeah, that's that. And then next weekend, between the car cast. I'm still working out wording.
That's fine.
Wordage.
As I'm saying, we're going to have to see what we decide to call it if we record from the car next week. If not, there'll definitely be a show when we come home.
Yeah, there'll be our normal show and then our cart sewed.
Car sewed.
Yeah. Car recording. I don't know. I'm working through it.
Okay, that's fine.
Listen, shitty ideas are better than no ideas.
Okay, you can work with that. That's fine. If that makes you feel better.
There is no bad question.
No, there's no bad questions. There are stupid questions, but there are no bad questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, folks. Everyone have a nice week. Mm-hmm. Go out, go shoot, go have fun. Remember, teach your kids young. You know, they could learn a life lesson.
Don't pussify your kids.
Remember, a woman said that.
Fucking vaginas.